Yeah, I got an Army story for you about the can't afford it.
Yeah.
I know this guy, he's in my unit, and he takes really good care of his truck. He's a specialist, which is only an E4. Mm-hmm. And his truck, with all the work that he puts in it, and he takes care of it like it's his wife, you know, and it probably values to about, I'd say about to my parents' house now.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's got like $100,000 of stuff on it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and he does all the work himself, and I'm just like, man, he's only an E4. Where the hell does he get the money from?
Yeah, you might want to check inside, like, some of the paneling on that truck, see if there's any hidden compartments where he may be transporting some some stuff. And wow, that is impressive. I don't understand how people can throw so much money into a car, either.
Well, especially a soldier, you know. I mean, we can't afford it.
Yeah.
We don't get paid good, so it just blows my mind away.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. You always see people who like, have a suspicious amount of money, or, like, they're buying a suspicious amount of things. Like,
yeah.
What are you dealing
with? Are you laundering money?
I asked if you robbed a bank. It just, you know, it blows my mind.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just couldn't imagine pissing away that much money into something like that.
Well, I mean, he might as well just live in his car, you know?
Yeah, that's what I would do. If I'm spending that much money on a car, it better have a bed in there.
Yeah.